This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Hi there, Dave.
Governor Lincoln Chafee is not seeking another term, and we wondered about the Rhode Island business community's reaction to that decision and some possible implications. And joining us to do that is Mr. John Simmons, Executive Director of RIPEC, the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council. John, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much for having me back.
Okay, first question is a reaction of the business community to the Chafee decision not to seek re-election. In your travels in the business community, what are you hearing?
RIPEC normally doesn't do the political commentary, but on this case, I felt that there, when you're asked about Chafee, Governor Chafee not seeking, there's a mixed reaction on the business community. I think generally, as Mark had indicated earlier, the level playing field that the governor was looking for, minimalist government, was a very positive for the business community. The corporate tax reduction, the Office of Regulatory Reform doing some things quickly, getting Marcel Valois in, were positively received. On the other hand, some of the tax proposals and the others were not as well received by the business community. So without an uncertainty of where he was going, I'm not sure that the business community now will look at the other four candidates for governor with a different perspective.
Or possible candidates. We won't mention names.
Yes.
There is one declaration, I believe, at this point, and others are considering it.
Yes. And that's the four potential, I guess, for what's in the normal media about who may or may not be running for governor.
You know, of all of this, what you just said is perhaps the most important one, the issue of consistency, predictability, and not necessarily individual programs or initiatives, but rather just knowing, you know, what can happen.
For businesses as we see it, and it's been in our business climate review and all of the other items that we've looked at, is the consistency of knowing what the rules of the game are extraordinarily important, because business then can make a decision, a rational decision, and stay focused on that as long as the field stays level as proposed. I think that's some of the issues. For instance, on the corporate tax, when the governor submitted it, he paid for it by eliminating credits. And that means at one time you're having some who are getting the credits lose the credits so other businesses can get a reduction in their taxes. Now, overall, the concept of the corporate reduction is good. The other one, predictability, goes against the grain of what we see across the board for consistency and predictability.
You know, it's interesting. We, Providence Business News, we do a twice annually. We do a survey of the business community, our database of for-profit private companies. And again, you know, the last time we saw it in the winter and this summer, we have record numbers of companies saying they have better net income. Their expectations for the next year are higher. But and actually, nearly half of them said they plan to hire more people within the next quarter. But very few of them, maybe only a quarter, are saying they're going to make capital expenditures. So I think that that issue is that right now is kind of a time of great uncertainty. So this is, that plays
into this. And this, again, in the certainty of now what happens. You have a governor now until January of 2015, and what happens after that? Who's the new governor? What's going to happen between now and that time period? The governor has a chance to create a legacy. What is that legacy going to be? Is it mixed? If it's based upon what he's done, there's a mixed response from the governor on this. So the attempt of what's going to occur over the next several year or so, and then what happens to the state government itself? Does it lose discipline when you have a lame duck governor? So there's lots of questions now in the marketplace for Rhode Island, and I think businesses will look at it, though the economy is, as we understand it, is somewhat stable but uneven. And we don't believe that the growth is there right now. I think the unpredictability plays into that.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. And our guest is RIPEC Executive Director John Simmons. As we spoke about before, John, the business community itself, in terms of its strategies, in terms of who it might support for governor and any other office, it's not a monolithic block of people.
No. No, there are some. There are people in the business community that were very supportive of Governor Chafee. Some were not supportive of Governor Chafee. Some are supporting all the other potential candidates. So it's much like any other segment of our society. It's not monolithic. It's not singular in its motion or its desires for what the government should be doing or not doing.
You know, one of the issues that actually is doesn't seem like it's going away is 38 Studios. And, that you can talk about policy, you can talk about initiatives, but it really is, has the potential to dominate conversation for days at a time.
Yes. Unfortunately, the 38th Street does not seem to want to go away. It's going to be an annual event in the legislature to provide the funding to pay for the debt. That will be every year when the budget is discussed. That will be up for discussion again. It's not a single answer. It's got another 10 years of life to it. So every year it'll come back up again, the suit itself and the way it's proceeding, whether it's the SEC or it's the activity for the bankruptcy and filing action against a variety of people. It's still going to stay around and still, I think, permeates our logic and our discussion about government and government involvement in the economic development process for the state.
Well, and how do you, what's your perception of how the business community sees the effort by the governor and through the EDC to sue, the players in this?
Generally, it was not as well received because, again, if you're asked to be on a board or a commission and you're doing work and you're doing your best that you can and then have the state turn around and sue you for your actions, it does not settle as well, I think, with people making the decision to participate or not. I think, however, on the other hand, is what occurred during the year and a half or so. Was there a monitoring process and the rest? And so the business community has a mixed reaction to it. What happened? Why didn't we know it sooner? Why didn't we catch it? And then you're turning around and saying, okay, now what? Now you're going to sue and litigate against the people who actually provided services.
In terms of economic strategy, it's not like the business community needs to wait around for a new governor. It can proceed on its own with strategies, of course.
Well, it will. It'll proceed because it has to. Again, remembering that government isn't the all for businesses. There is the supply and demand. If they don't have customers or if they have customers, that will be much more of an impact upon the businesses than whether the government changes its policy in some small area. I think there are some positive veins that are occurring. The Office of Regulatory Reform has a variety of proposals are coming out. There is some issue on both the House and Senate, again, to revisit the business climate, the cost of doing business for the next session, and that will be the real challenge and what the General Assembly does in the January session, whether they actually go after the cost of doing business with Rhode Island. We're not very competitive when you look at the cost of doing business in the state.
Do you think that the almost self-help movement that is represented by Make It Happen Rhode Island, the Rhode Island Foundation Initiative, do you see that as being a way that perhaps the business community is kind of throwing off public involvement and saying, you know what, we can't wait around anymore. We have to take care of it ourselves. Is that big enough to make an impact?
I think it has a part to play in the change of, I think, of the opinion of Rhode Island, especially by Rhode Islanders themselves. And I think that's the message that is being portrayed by the foundation. I think businesses are saying, yes, they have to do it on their own. And they can't rely upon government to do something for them, which is probably the right answer anyways, for them to be able to run their own businesses without government support. If you're relying only on the governmental support, then they're creating an arbitrary and probably not the most supportive approach. 38 Studios is a classic example of that. Even if 38 Studios was probably successful, it may have created 450 jobs. And it may not have created an industry here in Rhode Island. So even as a success, and that's a governmental approach, the question is, what is the role of government? We believe it's less about supportive of creating the environment as opposed to trying to create jobs. So having no activity or policy may be better for the state in the long run. Governmental active action or aggressive role in promoting one over another may be better for the state in the long run.
Of course, that's hard to do when an unemployment rate is close to double digits and the underemployment rate is about 15%
or so. The real concern with that is, in the sense of the underlying concern, if you look at the numbers of people in the job market is declining, and the income generated by the people that are in the market is declining as well. Those are the two factors that we feel most uncomfortable with, and that's where we need to create the activity. But it may be environment, it may be the foundation as opposed to specifics. Because, again, how do we know that government's going to make the right choice for the right investment? Should it not be from the people who are in the business in the private sector?
And we'll end that discussion at this point. And thanks, John Simmons, Executive Director of RIPEC, the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council.
Thank you very much.
And thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
And this is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.